那我们翻到约翰福音第八章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 8.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
耶稣又对众人说，我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命。
When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
我们再一点简单的祷告。
So we have another word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你，是你的恩典又给我们机会。
Dear Lord, we thank you. It is all by your grace that we can come together.
又有一次机会听见你自己的话。
Another opportunity to listen to your word.
又有一次机会我们能回应你的话。
Another chance for us to respond to your word.
又有一次机会把我们自己更多的奉献。
Another occasion that we can once again offer ourselves to you.
但是我们能抓住这些宝贵的机会。
We grasp all these opportunities.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
为着许多黄金的机会，我们向你感谢。
Lord, we thank you for so many golden opportunities.
就在今天晚上。
But tonight,
你若怜悯我们。
Lord, by your mercy.
你若恩待我们。
By your grace,
我们知道你有些话要对我们说。
We know that you are going to speak to us important things.
我们求你那个不肯放我们的爱。
But your love that is unfailing,
永远不要放。
It will never let us go.
一直等到你得着我。
Until you gain us fully.
我们承认这条路艰难。
But we admit that this is a hard way.
我们知道许多时候不容易。
It's not an easy path.
但是主啊，我们仰望你。
But Lord, we look to you.
我们求你忍耐。
We pray for your patience.
继续的忍耐。
Continue to be patient.
一直等到我们顺服在你的脚前。
Until we come into submission to you.
我们仰望你。
Lord, we look to you.
就在今天晚上这个时候。
Even tonight at this very moment.
特别为着来到你面前的人。
We pray for all those who are here today.
主啊，我们请你恩待我们在座的每一位。
You have missed on every one of us here.
人在外面说，我们求你在我们里面说。
We spoke outwardly, but you will speak inwardly.
听我们在里面的祷告。
Listen to our pleas tonight.
靠主耶稣基督的圣
名。We pray in the victorious name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
大家都知道，我们最近一共有四次的时间，我们来看内在生命成长的故事。
You know, we have been using these four sections to talk about the inner path, the growth of the inner.
我们特别从约翰福音来看，怎么样从伯大尼到伯大尼。
We learn from the book of John how from Bethany to Bethany.
约翰福音第一章到第十章讲到约旦河外的伯大尼。
Chapter 1 to chapter 10 of John talks about the Bethany beyond River Jordan.
是从约旦河外伯大尼开始转了一圈又回到约旦河外。
Like starting from Bethany beyond the River Jordan, another circle and back to that Bethany.
然后第十章、十一章讲到橄榄山的伯大尼。
And in chapter 10 to 11, talks about Bethany in Mount Olive.
我们知道这两个伯大尼距离大概有四天的路。
We understand the distance between these two Bethanies would be about 4 days journey.
但是约翰福音给我们看见，做主的门徒是从伯大尼到伯大尼。
From the book of John, it tells us to be God's disciples will begin and end in Bethany.
因为主第一次呼召我遇见门徒是在伯大尼。
The first time when the Lord Jesus met his disciples was in Bethany.
最后一次和他们分手也是在伯大尼。
When the Lord finally departed from the disciples, same in Bethany.
那伯大尼是无花果之家的意思。
Bethany means the house of the fig.
意思就是说
，meaning，
这里充满了无花果
，a place full of figs.
最后我们看见是果子。
And then we saw fruit.
但是我们要问说，它开了花吗
？We will ask, where are the flowers?
无花果应该是没有花的。
True, looks like it's without flower.
但是无花果是开花的。
But indeed, they flower.
它的花是开在里面的。
But they flower inside.
只有昆虫能看见里面的光。
Only insects or bees can see the inside condition.
所以做主的门徒。
So as we follow the Lord,
不是外面的故事。
We do not follow outward.
是里面的故事。
It's inside story.
那隔离不受隔离不紧要。
It's not important whether it's circumcision or uncircumcision.
最要紧的要做新造。
The most important thing is to be the new creation.
所以约翰福音就给我们看新造的七天。
So John describes the 7 days of new creation.
就好像创世纪给我们看见旧造的七天。
It's like the old 7 days of creation.
那凡在基督里的人都是新的创造。
All who are in Christ Jesus are new creation.
旧的已过，都变成新。
The old has passed and the new has come.
所以这就是新约的特点。
This is the characteristic of the New Testament.
所以我们读到新约里面有一卷书讲的起初的。
So in the New Testament, a wonderful talk about the beginning.
就把我们带回到做门徒的起头。
And it brings us to the beginning of discipleship.
所以我们很自然看见有七天。
So naturally, we can see 7 days.
我们还记得吗？
You remember?
这个第一天，我们的主已经站在众人的中间。
Day one, the Lord stood amongst men.
但是好像除了施洗约翰之外，没有人认得他。
And only John the Baptist recognized him.
大家眼睛都是瞎的。
And the other people were blind.
大家好像都在黑暗里面。
They were in darkness.
但神说要有光就有光。
But when God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
所以到底新造的七天是怎么算的呢？
So how do we
从再开始算
？So how do we calculate the 7 days of new creation? It started.From the Lord's presence.
什么的主，什么时候我们的主一同在一出现，这就是第一天。
The moment the Lord appear is day one.
所以感谢主。
So thank the Lord.
这就是新造的第一天。
This is the day one of new creation.
也是保罗的第一天。
And also day one of Paul.
你记得他在大马色的路上。
You remember Paul on the way to Damascus.
他遇见了大光。
He met the great light.
神说要有光就有了光。
Remember the Lord said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
福音的光就照在保罗的心。
Light of the gospel shines into Paul.
所以保罗可以做见证说。
So Paul testified.
原来神的荣光是显在耶稣基督的面。
The glory of God shined upon the glory of our Lord Jesus.
第二天。
His face.
And
day two,
约翰福音讲的次日讲的第二天
and that John Gospel described the following day.
那这个时候约翰做见证说看那神的羔羊除去世人罪
and John the Baptist testified, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
2000年前，很清楚十字架的救赎
Truly, 2000 years ago, the redemption of the cross.
我们的主是救主
Our Lord is the Savior.
我们是罪人。
We are all sinners.
主来为我们挂在十字架上。
And the law was hanged on the cross.
他要解决我们的罪。
It deals with our sin.
他是我们的救主。
He is our savior.
但是不止。
But not only that.
他也为我们复活。
He was also raised for us.
为我们升天。
Ascended for us.
然后圣灵就降下来。
And the Holy Spirit came upon
us. 然后活水的江河就从天上开始发源。
The living stream started from heaven.
那么在属天那一端叫做浇灌。
In from the
The end
of the heaven, it's for outpouring.
但是呢，讲到这个属地的这一端，就讲到 baptism， 讲到受浸。
End of the earth, we talk about the baptism.
所以你看见有活水的江河在五旬节那天从天上就流到。
You can see the stream of living water flowed on the day of Pentecost from heaven to earth.
一面讲的十字架
On one hand, the cross
那是哥哥他的故事
It's the story of Golgotha
另一面讲的圣灵那是五旬节的故事
And another side is the Holy Spirit, the Pentecost
所以我们讲到两千年所发生的事
So when we say 2000 years ago
你记得是从哥哥他一直到五旬节
It started from the Golgotha to Pentecost
那这是新造里面的一部分
This is part of the new creation
第三天
And day three
看那神的羔羊
Behold the Lamb of God
你记得在这个时候约翰没有说除去世人罪
This time John the Baptist didn't say who takes away the sin of the world
因为你真的看见神的羔羊你就忘记自己
The moment you behold the Lamb of God you forget the sin
结果你发现神的羔羊乃是宇宙吸引的中心
And you find that the Lamb of God is the center of the whole universe
所以两个最好的施洗约翰的门徒就跟随了我们
There are the two best disciples of John the BaptistThey turned and followed the Lord.
根据保罗使徒约翰的话
，According to Apostle John，
在启示录里面
，In the Book of Revelation，
他说羔羊无论往哪里去，
he said,
他们都跟随。
Wherever the lamb goes, they will follow.
这是最早两个人，就是安德烈跟使徒约翰，他们跟随了羔羊。
This is the first two disciples, James and John. They followed the lamb.
然后那天就与他们同住。
But on that day, they stayed with the Lord.
所以我们不只注意到十字架的救赎。
So not only the redemption of the cross.
我们要根据十字架的救赎。
According to the redemption of the cross.
圣灵要把十字架的交通给我。
The Holy Spirit will give us the fellowship of the cross.
所以从此我们就跟随他。
From then we followed him.
从此我们就住在他里面。
We abide in him.
他也住在我们里。
He abides in us.
这是第三天。
This is day three.
第四天。
And now day four.
你看见是终于彼他们找到了彼得。
They found Peter.
你看见。主就告诉彼得说
And the Lord told Peter
你要叫基法
You'll be named Cephas
今天你是一堆的泥土
You're just a patch of soil
明天你要成为一块宝石
But tomorrow you will be a living stone
这个就是、
a precious stone
这个就是启示录所给我们看见
This is what is described in the book of Revelation
感谢主
We thank God
第一天神说也无光就有了光
Day one the Lord said let there be light and there was light
那个光好像很抽象
It's like abstract light
到了第四天
But day four
你看见有光体
Now it's light body.
好像有一个光体能够把光捕捉在里面。
The body of light seems to be able to contain the light.
所以光就变得很具体。
The very objective thing.
同样
solid thing.
现在主得着彼得。
Now the Lord gained Peter.
把它变化成为宝石。
The Lord is going to transform Peter into a precious stone.
结果好像神的光照在他里面就跑不出来了。
And then the light of the Lord shined into him, it couldn't escape.
就好像你看见钻石一样，你说我看到彩虹了。
And it's like a diamond, you can see rainbow inside.
但是如果你把灯关掉，你什么就像普通石头一样。
But the moment it's without the light, it's like an ordinary stone.
所以感谢主。
We thank God.
这就是第四天的故事。
Stay for.
你看见吗？这个完全就在整个的新造里面的故事。
It is story of the new creation here.
到了第五天。
And day five.
就说他们要看见天开了。
The Lord said, "You will see the heavens open."
神的使者上去下来，要在人子的身上。
Angels of the Lord will come down and ascend to the Son of Man.
主是我们的天梯。
So our Lord is our heavenly ladder.
因为第二天主说神的羔羊。
Remember the Lord said, "They do behold the Lamb."
他是我们的救，他是我们的中保。
He is the mediator.
所以一手拉着我们。
So on one hand, he
一手拉着我们的父神。
And he holds the Father's hand.
叫我们能与他和好。
That we can be reconciled with the Father. We thank the Lord.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
就在主钉十字架那一天。
On the day when the Lord was crucified.
他一手拉着地，一手拉着天。
He also on one hand holds the earth, and the other hand holds the heaven.
叫天跟地重新连接。
And heaven and earth were once again united.
从此以后。
And from that moment.
我们不只是个得救的人。
We are no longer just saved.
天离开我们很近。
Heaven is so close to us.
因着人犯罪，天从来没有开过。
When sin came, heaven was closed.
但是我们信主之后
，After we believe,
我们在地好像在天。
We live on earth as in heaven.
感谢主。
We thank God.
这是完全的救恩。
This is perfect salvation.
但是不止如此。
But not only that.
从那里再算第三天。
And then it's just here on the third day.
你看见，你如果仔细读圣经，很清楚的。
If you freely follow the Bible, it's very obvious.
那应该就是第七天。
This refers to day seven.
结果我们看见主是葡萄树。
You can see the Lord is a true vine.
因为他是葡萄树。
Because he is the vine.
所有的葡萄树都是根据他来创造。
All grape trees actually were produced according to the true vine.
葡萄树的故事是四个月的故事。
The story of grapes takes 4 months.
先是吸取空中的水分。
Absorb the air of the air.
然后吸取地里面的水分。
Oxygen of the air and the water from the soil.
那最后呢，葡萄成熟。
And then the grapes ripen.
这个葡萄就放在酒榨里。
And put under the wine press.
所以最后酒就出来。
And the wine came.
所以葡萄树的故事是把水变成酒。
Indeed, the story of the grapes is turning water into wine.
但是我们记得。
We remember.
主对他的母亲说。
And the Lord told his mother.
我的时候还没有。
My hour hasn't come.
你看见我们主真的，他有一天要把水变成酒。
Truly, one day he is going to turn water into wine.
因为他像葡萄树。
He is true vine.
他可以在几万分之一秒之内。
Split second, he will do that.
就把普通的葡萄树四个月所要发生的事，只在那么短的时间，主就把水哦。就变成酒。
Instantaneously, he can use the split seconds that normally would take 4 months to turn water into wine.
所以感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
你看他真是葡萄树。
He truly is the wine.
他来到地上，他就是要把水变成酒的。
The purpose of him coming to the world is to turn water into wine.
他说我的时候还没有到。
He says hour has not come.
那什么时候到呢
？When will be the hour?
那么非常有趣，非常重要的。
Very important here.
等到后来读到十二章的时候
，up to Chapter 12.
你听见有一些希腊人说我们要见耶稣。
Few Greeks came to ask to see Jesus.
这些人他们根据希腊的哲学要把整个的人间变成天堂。
These were the people they wanted to use the Greek philosophies to turn earth into heaven.
他们实验了差不多500年。
They have tried and experimented for 500 years.
他们的酒用尽。
Their wine was gone.
所以他们说我们要见耶稣。
That's why they said, "We need to come to Jesus."
所以这个时候就说人子的荣耀的时候。
And the Lord said, "The hour of the Lord of the glory of the Son of Man."
现在我真正把水变成酒的时候。
Now I'm going to turn the water into wine.
感谢主。
We thank
him. 他没有多久就上十字架。
And not long he went to the cross.
原来那个十字架就是那个酒榨。
The cross is the wine press.
当他从死里复活以后
，and then when he was raised from the dead，
你看见说就流出那个美酒来。
The true, the best wine came forth.
在旧约里面很清楚告诉我
，In the Old Testament, it clearly told us，
酒是叫人喜乐。
Wine will give people joy.
神的国不在乎吃喝。
The New Testament, the kingdom of God does not depend on eating or drinking.
乃是在乎在圣灵里的喜乐。
But on the joy of the Holy Spirit.
所以感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
我们的主常常把好酒留在后面。
The Lord always keeps the best wine for us.
这就是
at the end.
整个的新造。
This is a new creation.
这是最初最初的七天。
Original 7 days of new creation.
那么你再读下去
，If you continue to read,
就好像创世纪一样
，It's like Genesis.
创世纪的七天，实在说来，整本创世纪的序。
Genesis first 7 days is the whole introduction of the Genesis.
所以后来你读亚伯拉罕的故事
，And when you read Abraham,
以撒的故事
，Isaac,
雅各的故事
，Jacob,
你看见说完那个整个大纲就在前面七天里。
The introduction, the framework outlined right in the beginning.
那么约翰福音也这样。
Same for the book of John.
所以等到我们看见怎样从伯大尼到伯大尼。
So when we read from Bethany to Bethany,
我们一再看见说外面做的不是。
We repeatedly can see outward following is not
里面才是。
But inward following is
受隔离不受隔离并不紧要。
Circumcision, uncircumcision, not important.
要紧的是要做新造。
But new creation.
那为着叫我们印象更深刻。
In order for us to understand deeper.
你再读下去。
You continue to read.
你就发现说圣灵写约翰福音的时候。
When the Holy Spirit wrote the book of John.
他没有离开主题的。
It's never out of the theme.
所以下面就讲到接近圣殿的时
候。So it talks about cleansing of the temple.
但是我们的主说。
But the Lord,
你们拆毁这殿，三日要叫它 再重建起来。
You will destroy this temple, but in 3 days I will raise it up.
大家的眼睛都注意外面的圣殿的时候
，and people were looking only at the external temple.
居然我们的主说他是以他的身体做他的殿。
Then the Lord clearly told them, "My body is the temple."
这什么意思呢
？What does it mean?
这是非常重要。
Very important here.
当你读到以西结书的时候
，You read the book of Ezekiel.
你知道说在圣殿还没有毁以前。神的荣耀已经升到天上去。
You know, before the destruction of the temple, indeed the glory of God has already left and ascended to heaven.
所以以西结从第四十章开始。
So Ezekiel chapter 40 starts.
告诉我们是有一天神的荣耀回来了。
He said one day the glory of the Lord will return.
但你若仔细再读下去
，But then if you read carefully,
他不是回到原来的圣殿。
But the glory will not return to the same old temple.
那个尺寸比原来圣殿大太多了。
The dimension, the measurement were much bigger than the original.
你记不记得有一天我们主在地上怎么说呢
？Remember one day.Our Lord on earth said,
看啊，我比殿更大。
Behold, I'm bigger, I'm greater than the temple.
所以，请大家记得
，Please remember,
道成肉身，两千年前道成肉身。
2000 years ago, when the world, when the
world became flesh, 我们也看见过他荣光，就像神儿子的荣光，独生子的荣光。
And John the Baptist said, "We have John said, we have seen the glory of exactly the glory of the only begotten."
我们知道说神的荣耀回来了。
Then we realize the glory of God has returned.
神的荣耀是在回到什么？回到一个比原来殿更大的。
The glory of the Lord has returned to the one greater than the original temple.
道成了肉身。
The word became flesh.
你看见说，充充满满有恩典有真理。
Full of truth, full of grace.
感谢主。
You thank God.
所以你看见吗？我们的主
，You can see here the Lord.
以西结所说的那个荣耀已经。
Exactly is when Ezekiel prophesied that the glory of the Lord will return.
神说要有光，就有了光，就有了。
God commanded, "Let there be light," and there was light.
然后我们读到尼哥底母的故事。
And then we read the story of the Nicodemus.
尼哥底母就叫我们想起第二天。
Nicodemus,
第二天的故事。
Causes to remember the story of day two.
因为很清楚的。
Very clear here.
主明明说你们必须要重生。
Because the Lord here, you must be born again.
若不重生，就不能见神。
If you are not born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God.
若不重生，就不能进神的国。
You cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
那么尼哥底母说，难道我要像母亲一样从头开始升起吗
？Then Nicodemus asked, "How can it be? Do I need to go back to my mother's womb?"
不是的。
No.
但是问题很清楚，这里有两条线。
Clearly, two lines here.
从肉身生的就是肉身。
Flesh is flesh.
我们都是从妈妈生的。
We are all born from mother.
我们从肉身生的，所以我们就是肉身。
We are born of flesh. That's why we are flesh.
但圣灵有个新的起头。
But the Holy Spirit gives us new beginnings.
讲到我们重生的时候
，when we talk about birth reborn，
不是指着从母亲生的
，not talking about reborn，
乃是从圣灵生的
，but born of the Holy Spirit。
那圣灵的角色就好像母亲的角色一样
，it is exactly like a mother's womb， the Holy Spirit。
是妈妈把生命给了我们
，mom gives us life。
所以刚刚开始的时候
，so in the beginning，
你能看见妈妈的世界
，you can see only the mom's world。
等一等
，wait，
你看见你不仅看见玩具，而且你要去拿那个。玩具
You'll not only be satisfied with seeing, you want to be able to grasp.
你就进入妈妈的世界
And you enter into the world of mom.
这是指的从肉身就是肉身来说
Flesh, you can grasp the flesh.
但是感谢主
We thank the Lord.
重生就是从圣灵生
But born again refers to born again by the Holy Spirit.
那么从圣灵生从灵生的就是灵
Spirit gives birth to spirit.
那么因着这个缘故，因为有了圣灵的生命
，and because we have the life of the Holy Spirit.
如果你看见妈妈有妈妈的生命，你就看见了妈妈的世界。
You have life, mom, life of mom. You can see the world of mom.
我们如果从圣灵生的。
By the same token, if we're born in the
Holy Spirit, 我们就看见了圣灵的世界。
We see the things of the Holy Spirit.
而且等到成长以后，我们进入圣灵的世界。
And then as we grow, we enter into the Holy Spirit's kingdom.
那么我们的主称圣灵的世界叫做神的国。
And the Lord described this as the kingdom of God.
所以非常清楚。
The world of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，每一个人都必须要重生。
We all must be born again.
那么讲到重生的时候
，I mean, talk about
特别讲到相信。
Born again, talk about belief.
你明白吗？那个第二天，你如果仔细去看，客观的第二天是讲到2000年前我们的主怎样为我们钉十字架。
Day two refers to 2000 years ago the Lord was crucified for us.
但这里我们圣灵讲得更清楚。
But clearly here.The Holy Spirit points to us.
摩西怎样在旷野举誓
？How Moses raised his hands in the wilderness.
那是十字架的故事。
This is the story of crucifixion.
我们这些人都被毒蛇咬过。
The bronze snail. We were all been bitten.
我们都是罪人。
We were all sinners.
我们都是将亡的人。
We are all
都是要死的人。
We
are going to die.
We are going to die.
所以在这个情形底下。
So under these circumstances,
弟兄姊妹，那些人他怎么活过来的呢
？How could they live？
你如果读旧约很清楚
，Looking at the Old Testament，
他们不要努力，不要奋斗
，They didn't do anything。
他们看一看，望一望，就活过来。
The moment they turn and look at the bronze snail，
所以当约翰讲这段故事的时候。
So when John described his story,
他接着就说神爱世人，甚至将他独生子赐给他们。
John said, "For God so loved the world, He gave us His only begotten Son."
叫一些信他的。
The whoever believed in
怎么信他
？How?
你只要把你的灵一打开，望一望，你就得救。
You open your spirit and you look to the Lord.
这就是我们的相信。
You'll be saved. This is our story of conversion.
所以很清楚的一切。客观的就变成主观的了。
So all objective truths become subjective.
我们就得救了。
Then we are saved.
所以是不至灭亡，反得永生。
And shall not perish, but have eternal life.
所以感谢主。
So we thank God.
这不就是圣灵的工作
？This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
这不是里面的世界。
This is the inner story.
圣灵像风一样。
The Holy Spirit is like a wind.
他要重生我们。
The Holy Spirit gives us new birth.
这是第二天的故事。
It's the story of day two.
到了第三，到了下面一个故事就是撒玛利亚的故事。
And the story to follow is the story of the Samaritan woman.
撒玛利亚的故事就叫我们想起大概第三天所发生。
It reminds us the story of day three.
那你还记不记得
？You remember?
主对撒玛利亚说
，The Lord told the woman,
人若喝这水还要再喝。
Man, whoever drinks the water from this well will be thirsty again.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为神创造撒玛利亚的时候，在里面造了一口的井。
Because God has created a well inside this Samaritan woman.
这口井只有活水能够充满它。
Only the living water can satisfy that well.
那么后来，圣灵，我们的主怎么解释那口井呢
？And how did the Lord explain this well?
他说神是个灵。
The Lord said, "God is spirit."
凡敬拜他，用心灵和诚实来拜他。
Whoever wants to worship Him must worship in truth and spirit.
所以那口井是为着活水的。
So the well is for living water.
我们这颗心是为着神所创造的。
Our hearts are created for God.
所以圣奥古斯丁说
，That's why Saint Augustine said,
神啊，我的心是为着你创造。
Oh Lord, my heart is created for you.
这个心永远不会得到满足
，and it will never be satisfied.
除非我们安息于
，unless we find rest in you.
一点都没有错，这个
so true for us.
为什么我们的心那么小
How come our heart is just only small?
为什么地球不能满足我？
But the whole earth cannot satisfy.
为什么宇宙不能满足我？
Even the universe cannot.
因为宇宙跟地球比起神来就太小太小太小。
Even the earth and the universe combined as compared to God is too too small.
所以我们永远在渴。
So we are all forever thirsty.
肖伯纳说过。
And
Bernard Shaw, 他说有两个人生有两个悲剧。
Men have two tragedies.
一个就是你一直想要得到东西你没有得到。
One thing is things you always want to get but you never can able to get.
一个就是你想得到终于得到。
But the second tragedy is the moment you receive what you have been longing for.
因为喝了这水还要再喝。
Why? Because you'll be again thirsty.
世界上没有一个东西比神更大。
There's nothing in the world that can be compared with God.
但是我们那口气。
Our well
in our spirit, 我们那个灵
our spirit,
乃是为着神创造的
are created for God.
难怪没有信主以前
No wonder, before we believe,
我们永远不会满足
we'll never be satisfied.
所以太太们总是觉得我少一件出客的衣服
Wives always find lack of clothing.
先生总是觉得我家里少了一个房间
And husband always think, I need one more bedroom.
很简单非常简单
Very simple.
就是因为当初神创造我们是为着他来创造
was created for himself.
所以现在要敬拜他了
So do you want to worship him?
不是外面的事
Not outward.
你不需要到耶路撒冷到哭墙那里去哭
You don't need to go to Jerusalem to the wailing wall to cry.
你在家里哭就可以了
You can even weep.
你一祷告主就听你的祷告
The moment you pray the Lord will listen.
你就要来到心里的深处
You go to the deepest part of your
heart. 你把你的事情告诉主
You told the things to the Lord.
感谢主
We thank you.
主就听见了
The Lord listened.
我们真正的就拜敬拜我们的父
We are the true worshippers of the Father.
所以主怎么说呢
How,
在他里面要成为一井的泉源
That's why the Lord said inside we become a spring of water.
所以得救以后
After we got saved,
圣灵不止重生我们
Not only the Spirit gives us birth,
而且圣灵在我们里面运行
The Spirit also works inside.
所以在运行的时候我们里面就有感觉
And then we feel the working of the Spirit.
感谢主
Thank you.
这个就是我们怎么样活在灵的深处
It's how we live in the Holy Spirit.
但是不止如此
Again, not only that,
你慢慢就发现这是第四章的故事
Gradually, you will find this story of chapter 4.
第四章圣灵已经在我们里面
The Holy Spirit is always inside us.
在里面运行
Working inside.
但是感谢主
And thank God.
你一直读到第七章
Now you go to chapter 7.
主说从他的腹中要流出活水的江河
A spring of water welling up into eternal life inside.
你看见生命成长的轨迹吗
You cannot see the path of inner growth.
约翰福第一章生命在他里头
John 1, life inside him.
基督的生命与神藏在天上
The life of Christ in heaven with God.
那是远远的生命
It's far distant life.
到了第四章
Chapter 4.
这个生命在我的里面
Now this life is inside
在你的里面
Inside you.
如果这个水是在鹿的里面它就不干渴它就它的渴的问题就不再干渴了
If the water remains in the well you'll never be thirsty.
在鹿的鹿鹿的鹿 Deer, deer.
Oh, okay. The deer will not be thirsty ifIt's got water.
所以今天的问题就是水不是在黑门山上水是在路的里面
So now the problem is water doesn't just stay in Mount Hermon but available to the deer
所以感谢主弟兄姊妹、
so、we thank
今天生命不是光在他里头
So now life is not just for the
生命不只在基督里头
Not only in Christ
生命也在我们里面
Life also inside us
所以感谢这是进步
This is step
但是不止如此
And not only that
你到了第七章以后
Coming to chapter 7,
你看这个生命从它里面要流出活水的江河。
You can see this life will be inside the believers, becoming a well spring.
原来这就是以西结里面的故事。
This is the story of Ezekiel.
经过四次的测量，你看见水越来越深，越来越深，就变成一条河。
After four measurements, the water gets deeper and deeper and becomes a running water.
所以从第四章到第七章
，So chapter 4 to 7,
你看见主耶稣行了四个神迹。
The Lord has performed four miracles.
我们的主动了他的指头。
The Lord moved his finger.
我们主的确用他的荣耀来测量我们。
Truly, the Lord used his glory to measure us.
弟兄姊妹，因着这个缘故，
Because of
到了第七章，
Coming to chapter
7, 你看见就变成活水的江河。
It becomes a living water. River
所以这个好像是什么？好像第三天一样。
It's like day three of creation.
那到了第八章。
Now coming to chapter 8.
你记不记那个故事？
You remember the story?
有一个淫妇被人捉拿到主的面前。
A woman caught in adultery.
那是文士跟法利赛人。
There's the Pharisees and the scribes caught her.
这些人呢，都觉得自己道德很清高。
They thought they were morally very high.
他们来试验主耶稣。
They came to test Jesus.
要看主耶稣的反应怎么样。
Try to see how the Lord will respond.
结果呢，圣经告诉我们，主耶稣什么话也不说，弯下腰去写字。
The Bible told us Jesus didn't say a word, but bent down and started to write on the ground.
这些人都是读圣经的人。
You know these are Bible scholars.
他们记得有一个指头在墙上写字。
They remember once fingers appeared in the wall writing.
那个指头是人的指头。
That was the finger of man.
但话是人的话。话讲的话就是
But the word
神的话
is the word of God.
所以请我们记得
So let's remember.
那是巴比伦帝国最后一个晚上。
That was the last night of the kingdom of Babylon.
所有的犹太人，所有的文士、法利赛人都知道那段故事。
All Jews, Pharisees, and scribes, they will remember the story.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主真的是神的儿子。
Our Lord truly is the Son of God.
他伸出他人子的指头。
He extended his finger.The son of man.
然后在地上画字
And he wrote on the ground.
他什么话都没有
He didn't say any word.
那么他们还是不住地问他
He still kept on questioning.
他就直起腰来说
He straightened up and
你们中间谁是没有罪的就可以先拿石头打他
Let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her.
然后于是弯下腰来又用指头画字
And he stooped down and wrote on the ground again.
稀奇的很
Amazing.
就在这个时候
At that moment,
他们法利赛人和文士啊，不要忘记，他们是从老到少，一个一个就都死。
Pharisees and scribes from the older one to first, all of them left.
为什么从老到少？
Why would it be from the older one?
因为老的犯罪机会，犯罪犯得多嘛。
Obviously, the older one committed more sins.
所以我们才有老奸巨猾这个成语。
That's why in Chinese slogan, the older you are,
所以老的良心经不起，经不起点。就通通走，先走了。
The conscience of the elderly just be exposed and directed.
这个年轻的看见老的走了，他们也跟着就走。
And the younger one will follow the older one.
所以没有人定他的罪。
So no one would condemn.
主就问妇人说
，The Lord asked.
没有人定你的罪吗
？Has no one condemned you?
他主说没有。
No one.
耶稣说
，And the Lord said.
我也不定你的罪。
And neither do I condemn you.
你知道吗，弟兄姊妹？
Do you know, brothers?
我也不定你的罪。
Neither do I condemn you.
我们的主就定了他自己的罪。
At the moment he said that the Lord condemned
himself. 如果全世界没有一个罪人的话。
If the whole world has no sinners.
如果全世界只有这个淫妇是罪人的话。
If in the whole world only this woman.
我们需要为他，主就要为他定在十字架。
The Lord still would be condemned.Crucified for her sake.
所以不要忘记弟兄姊妹
So do not forget.
主是站在我们罪人的地位上
The Lord was standing on the position of we sinners.
许多时候我们忘记我们是蒙恩的罪人
So often we forget we are sinners.
许多时候我们站在文士跟法利赛人的这个地位上
So often we stand on the position of being a Pharisee and a scribe.
但是感谢主
And thank the Lord.
你怎么解释这段故事
How do you explain this story?
主说我是世界的
Lord, that I am the light of the world.
凡跟从我的就不在黑暗。
Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness.
要得着生命的光。
But will have the light of life.
这个光不是外面机械的光，不是。
It's not about light external world.
这个光好像萤火虫的光一样。
But it's like the
light bulb. 那个萤火虫，它的生命到一个地步，这光就很亮很亮。
You know when the light bulb grows and matures, the light gets stronger and stronger.
请记得
，Remember,
神在什么地方光照我们？主在什么地方做世界的光呢
？Where would the Lord be the light of the world?
在人的良心里。
It's in the conscience of man.
弟兄姊妹，这些人很有圣经知识。
This is
很有圣经知识，很有圣经知识。
These are people with much Bible knowledge.
而且好像有很多属灵的经历。
Seems to have lots of spiritual experience.
但是不要忘记
，But remember,
就说我是世上的光。
If the Lord said, I am the light of
the world, 跟从我的
whoever follows me
不在黑暗里走
will never walk in darkness,
要得着生命的光
but will have the light of life.
当那个光一照的时候
when the light came,
法利赛人头低下去
Pharisees stumbled,
然后文士头也低下去
but the scribes bowed down,
他们一个一个就走了
none of them could stand, they left one by one.
圣灵不只叫我们重生
The Holy Spirit not only give us new birth,
圣灵不只叫我们运在我们里面运行，
not only working inside us,
圣灵也光照我们，
Holy Spirit also enlighten us.
所以弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
让圣灵做他的工作。
Allow the Holy Spirit to enlighten.
你相不相信？
Do you believe?
当圣灵真的在人里面光照的时候，
when the Holy Spirit truly shines in us,
你可以讲一万个道理都讲不通。
Things that you can try to explain with thousands of doctrines.
感谢主，有一个光叫做里面的光。
This light is the light inside.
所以你对不信的朋友传福音的时候，
so when you preach the gospel to unbelievers,
你不要讲太多的道理。
You don't need to talk so much doctrine.
你告诉他，
just tell
him, 今天你说宇宙中没有神。
You said there's no God in the world.
因为中午十二点钟。
It is 12 noon.
但等到半夜中半夜十二点的时候，
But if it's midnight 12,
我可以敢说你只剩下50%了。
I can be sure you can tell you that
你只剩下50%了，
only 50% left.
所以这里给我们看见，
Now you can see,
神创造人的时候，
when God created,
在人的里面有个光，
There is actually light inside man's heart.
我们常常讲一个故事，就是讲的 Pinocchio 的故事，
The story of Pinocchio
Pinocchio 就是你别人撒谎，一撒谎你鼻子就会长起来。
You cannot lie, if you lie, your nose will grow
longer. 那鼻子就会长起来的。
Longer and longer.
你知道那些撒谎的人，他都是讲的声音都比别人更大。
You know, liars often lie loud.
但是没有关系，到时候这个鼻子会长起来。
But the nose will grow longer.
我们的神也这样。
Our God is like.
还有意思的，每一个人都是 Pinocchio.
All of us are Pinocchio.
你知道吗？什么时候一撒谎
？The moment you lie.
是。科学家告诉我们，那个这个血呀、啊，就冲在我们，就在冲在这个鼻子里充血。
Scientists told us, indeed, your nose will be full of blood.
所以你一充血的时候，你就痒
，and then you will be itchy.
一痒你就摸你的鼻子
，and you will be scratching your nose.
所以你一摸鼻子，就等于这个鼻子长长了一点。
It's like scratching your nose will grow longer.
你知道美国有个很大很有名的总统吗？
There's a very famous president in America.
他做错了一件，做错了一件。他说我从来没有做这个事。
He made a mistake. He said, I've never done this before.
所以后来人就把那个 DVD 调出来
，and then
录影带调出来
，and then they finally got the evidence.
结果你看见，当他说我绝对没有做这件事
，when he said I've absolutely not done anything more,
他就摸摸他
，and then immediately touched his nose.
所以弟兄姊妹要记得
，brothers and sisters, remember,
基督徒
，Christian，
他主。是世界的光。
The Lord is the light of the world.
圣灵在里面常常光照。
Holy Spirit often inside enlightens.
所以这个就是好像第四天的故事。
This is like the story of day four.
你第四天跟光有关系。
Remember, day four is related to light.
因为有太阳的光，有月亮的光。
The light of the sun and the moon.
那同样的，你看，因为我们的主就是世界的光。
The same, our Lord is the light of the world.
生命的光在里面。
The light of life
要引导我们
will lead us.
那起头生命比较浅一点
or it started with a dim light.
所以可能那个光只有十柱光
maybe just ten pix.
所以在十柱光 ten candle
light. Ten candle light.
在 ten candle light 底下
under ten candle light.
你可能只看见两个 spot, 两个污点
You can only see two spots.
但就不要忘记
But remember,
在那个时候因为你只能看这么多
because only see two spots,
你就认定自己的罪
you confess your sin.
所以是信实的
God is
是公义的
God is righteous, he will.
他要赦免我们
forgive all our sins and iniquities.
感谢主因着这个缘我们就干净了
because of that, we are clean.
干净了我们生命就长进
and our life grows.
生命长进了那个光也就强起来了
and the light getting brighter.
本来十柱光现在变二十柱光了
Original 10, but now 20 candlelight.
所以本来我以为是只有两个污点，结果看见是有十个污点。
Original, I thought I got only two spots, but now I can see 10 spots.
结果我就认那个罪。
And then I confess my sin.
我又长进。
And I grow again.
这光越来越强，越来越强。
And the light getting brighter and brighter.
也许在保罗的时候，他是最圣洁不过。
Maybe in Paul's days, he's the most.
那个生命的光可能是一千之光。
Could be 1,000 candlelights for him.
弟兄姊妹
brothers,
在这个时候难怪他说
No wonder he said
在罪人中我是罪魁
I'm the sinner among the sinners.
但是我们要说保罗是最圣洁
Remember Paul was very holy、right?
保罗为什么是最圣洁我们觉得他是最圣洁
Why would we say that?
但他经不起一千之光的照耀
even he cannot withstand the revelation of
1,000 kingdoms.
Even that I'm the sinner of sinners.
然而, 我蒙了怜悯,
but I have received grace.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and
sisters,
this is called the light of life.
所以感谢主,
praise the Lord.
这是第四天,
this is day four.
到了再读下去,
as we continue,
你就看见主医治里主开一个瞎眼的人的眼睛。
The Lord opens the blind.
那我请问大家,
let me ask you,
这个为什么这个法利赛那么紧张啊?
Why were the Pharisees so excited?
为什么一直追问他的母亲?
So nervous.
他到底是不是生来是瞎眼呢?
About the blind man asked the father and parents,
你知道有一个原因的,
one reason.
因为你读旧约的时候,
if you read the Old Testament,
有死人复活这个神奇,
the miracle of raising people from the dead.
你看你有过红海的神奇,
even passing the Red Sea.
磐石流出水来的神奇,
a water from the rock.
但是我可以告诉大家,
but I can tell you,
你读旧约, 你绝对读不出一个瞎眼的眼睛被开启这个神奇。
Through the Old Testament, never a miracle of man born blind be opened.
那你说旧约提起这个事啊?
Well, it has been mentioned.
没有错,
yes.
那个都是预言。
There was a prophecy.
是告诉我们说, 如果弥赛亚来的话, 你怎么知道弥赛亚来了?
It's telling us, how will we know Messiah has come?
他要做一个工作是旧约从来没有做过的。
He's going to work something never been happening.
他要开我们的眼睛。
We'll open our eyes.
明白吗? 所以这个工作一定是基督做的。
It's definitely the work of Messiah.
所以那些读圣经的就紧张起来了。
The Bible scholars were very nervous.
如果这个人真的是眼睛被开启了,
if this man truly his eyes were open,
那莫非 弥赛亚已经来了,
could it be Messiah really has come?
你明白吗? 这是为什么那段他们那么紧张?
That's why they were so nervous about the situation.
所以请大家记得,
so please remember,
只有主能开我们的眼睛,
only our Lord can open our eyes.
当人吃了善恶树果子以后,
the moment when man has eaten the fruit,
神说,
of the
吃的日子必定死,
good and evil, and the Lord said, the day you eat it, you will certainly die.
我们里面的眼睛就瞎了,
our inner eyes get blind.
所以请大家记得,
so please remember,
神怎么说呢?
How did the Lord say?
你吃的日子必定死,
the day you eat, you will certainly die.
所以可见那一天人的灵死了,
on that day, man's spirit died.
人看不见神,
man couldn't see God.
人说宇宙中没有神,
even said there's no God in the universe.
人说神已经死了,
or even said God has died.
弟兄姊妹, 不是神死,
it's not God,
是我们的眼睛死了, 眼睛还在,
our eyes still there.
明白吗? 所以要记得, 我们的主在十字架上,
when the Lord was on the cross,
不只是我们的救主,
not only is our Savior,
不只叫我们在地如同在天,
not only causes us to live on earth,
不只叫我们能够享受圣灵里的喜乐,
not only be able to enjoy the joy of the Holy Spirit.
在这里有一个很重要的, 很重要的神迹,
very important miracle here.
你看见我们的主在十字架上,
our Lord on the cross,
开了我们的眼睛,
opened our eyes.
我说一个故事给大家,
let me tell you a story.
这个故事不是有很好的结局,
not good ending.
那么刚好呢, 有一个白马王子, charming prince,
a charming prince.
那么终于到一个山谷里面去,
he lives in a valley.
这个山谷里面的人通通是瞎子,
all blind people in the valley.
结果这个白马王子就喜欢其中一个盲女,
the charming prince was falling in love with a blind girl.
所以他说我们结婚吧,
let's get married.
结果没有想到那女孩子提出一个条件,
but the girl had a demand.
她说你来到我们的村子我们个个都瞎子,
you have come to our village, we are all blind people,
只有你的眼睛是明亮的,
but only you are, you can see.
所以如果你要娶我的话,
but if you want to marry me,
有一个条件,
it's one condition,
你的两个 眼睛要挖下来,
you must give us your two eyes.
你要跟我们一模一样才可,
you must be conformed to us.
结果那个白马王子想了半天,
you know, the charming prince said, thought about it,
还是上山离开了那个村子,
he departed the village.
所以这个故事没有结尾的,
no ending of the story.
但有一个真实的故事, 是发生在2000年前,
true story 2000 years ago.
我们的主才真正是 charming prince.
Our Lord is a true charming prince.
我们这些人真正是在盲人谷里,
truly we have been living in the valley of blind.
我们堕落犯罪那一天, 我们眼睛就瞎了,
the moment we fell in sin, we became blind.
弟兄姊妹, 我们就像个盲女一样,
we are like the blind girl.
你如果爱我们的话,
we ask, if you really love us,
你把两个眼睛拿下来,
you must remove pluck your two eyes.
所以你要带领年轻的弟兄姊妹,
you know, if you want to lead young people,
你千千万万不要迁就他的程度,
you cannot come under and satisfy
你要给人看见主的程度在哪里。
You must allow them to see the standard of the Lord.
你知道许多盲女都说，如果你爱我们的话，你来到我们这个 level.
There's so many blind girls would say, if you love me, you'll come to my level.
但是我们的主爱我们。
The Lord loves us.
他怎么变的？
How,
如果他爱我们的话
if he truly loves us,
要么我们的主和我们一样都是瞎变瞎了
either he became blind as us,
要么我们就张开眼睛像我们的主一样
or he opens our eyes like our Lord,
所以在这十字架上
and this, while on the
他要做一个工作
he must work this,
能够开我们的眼睛
he opened our eyes,
弟兄姊妹请大家记得
please remember,
我们的主眼睛向来是明亮
Always, our Lord's eyes are open.
那他为什么在克西马尼园祷告？
And why would he pray in the Garden of Gethsemane?
有的人说主耶稣大概怕死吧。
Some would say maybe he was afraid of death.
误会我们的主。
You misunderstand.
我们的主说，若是可行，求你叫这杯离开。
You know when the Lord said, if possible, remove this cup from me.
那个杯就是那个时候。
That cup refers to the hour.
那个时候特别执着，我的神，我的神，你为什么？
And that hour refers to when the Lord said, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
我们的主不怕死。
Our Lord wasn't afraid of death.
我们主不怕十字架的痛苦。
Even the pain of the crucifixion.
有一个痛苦他不能忍受。
But one pain he couldn't bear.
就是叫他完全与父神隔绝。
It's a separation from God the Father.
他本来在父怀里独生子。
He was originally the only begotten
Son. 他能够亲眼看见天上的父。
Really see the heavenly Father with
His eyes. 今天我们可以看太阳吗？不能。
Can you see the sun today?
我们看太阳一定眼睛瞎掉。
If you look at the sun, you will be blind.
但老鹰不是。
The old eagle is different.
这个老鹰呢，你看见它有个眼睛，神创造它，可以直接看太阳，它眼睛不瞎。
God has created the eyes of an eagle that it could see directly the sun.
所以我们的主就是老鹰。
Our Lord is the old eagle.
他在父的怀里独生子。
His only begotten son.
他眼睛从来没有问题过。
Never problem with his eyes.
你到底他眼睛行不行？你问他能不能看见父亲的脸。
If you have to ask whether he can see the face of the Father.
如果能看见父亲的脸，
if he can see the face of the Father,
就是十字架的痛苦，
even the pain, the agony.
他能说父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
He would immediately said, "Forgive them, Father, for they have done what they don't know."
但是请记得，
remember,
当我们的罪都在他的身上，
when all our sins were on his shoulder,
神看见所有世人的罪，他的儿子身上就掩面不看他。
When God see all the sins of the world now on the shoulder of his Son, he turn his eyes.
从来没有过
Never happened
就在几万分之一秒之内
In a split second,
因着神离开他
because God has departed from him,
他看不见神的笑容
He couldn't see the smile of the of Father
就在那个时候
And at that moment,
为着我们是瞎眼的
because we were blind,
他站在我们的地位上
He stood on our position
结果主就开了你和我的眼睛。
And then he opened the eyes of you and I.
所以后来最后他说父啊，我把我的灵魂交给。
And then at the end he said, Father, I give you my spirit.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
我们都是瞎眼。
We are all blind.
我们还不知道里面有个灵这个东西。
We don't even know we have a spirit inside.
明白吗？但是感谢主，
Thank you.
在十字架上。
On the cross,
主好像叫我们为着你我在很几万万分之秒之内什么都看不见。
For you and I, in a split second, he couldn't see anything.
那个时候他不能忍受。
That's the moment he couldn't bear.
但是为着叫我们能看见神。
In order for us to be able to see God,
叫我们能像约翰一样能够躺在主的怀里。
In order for us to be like John, that we can lie on the Lord's bosom.
所以约翰说，我见过他的荣光，就是父独生子的荣光。
John said, "We have seen the glory, His glory."
但是
that glory,
约翰眼睛没有瞎。
But his eyes still open.
所以感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
We thank the Lord.
今天主开了我们。
Today the Lord has opened our eyes.
我们成了何等的人。
We have become such a man.
我们的灵真的活过来。
Our Holy Spirit, our Spirit,
从灵生的就是灵。
All born of the Spirit, Spirit.
感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
We thank God.
因着这个缘故。
Because of this.
我能看见神的国。
We can see the kingdom of God.
能进入神的国。
We can enter the kingdom of God.
妈妈给我生命。
Mom gives me life.
所以我就看见了妈妈的世界。
And I can see mom's world.
后来我进入妈妈的世界。
And also enter in mom's world.
是圣灵生了我们。
Now Holy Spirit gives us birth.
我们看见了圣灵的世界。
We can see the world.
我们也进入圣灵的世界。
And also enter into the spirit.
这就是主的话说。
This is the Lord's word.
看见神的国。
see the kingdom.
进入神的国。
Enter God's kingdom.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这个像什么呢？
What is
从此以后
from
that 我们天开了不是吗？
Heaven's open.
感谢主。
Thank God.
我们好像从来没有看见过天堂。
Like we have never seen heaven before.
你叫连以西结都没有看见过三层天。
Even Ezekiel has never seen the third heaven.
所以就说你们要有，你们眼睛要看见的。
But the Lord said your eyes will be able to see.
所以以西结最多可能是二层天。
Ezekiel could only be get maybe the second heaven.
所以他没有看见神的荣耀。
He didn't see God's glory.
他只看见神荣耀的形象。
But the form of God's glory.
但是不一样的。
It's different.
当着斯蒂凡寻道的时候。
When Stephen was martyred.
他看见天开了。
He saw the heavens open.
第三层天你怎么知道？
It's the third heaven. What do you know?
看见神的宝座。
There's God's throne.
看见我们的主站在神的右边。
Our Lord was standing on the right hand side.
那弟兄姊妹，很明显这是第三层天。
Clearly, this is the third heaven.
而且他不是看见神荣耀的形象，是看见了神的荣耀。
Not only he saw the form of God's glory, but God's glory itself.
感谢主。
We thank God.
我们的眼睛被开启。
Surely our eyes are open.
今天我们在地。好像在天上。
Today we are on earth, but can be like.
所以这样我们就能够从伯大尼到伯大尼。
It's how we started and we finished in Bethany.
你看见这不是叫你想起第五天的故事吗？
This is indeed the story of day five.
所以然后终于我们到了第十二章。
Now we turn to chapter 12.
我们好不好看一下
？Let's turn to chapter 12, verse 23.
耶稣说：“人子得荣耀的时候。”
And the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified.
我实实在告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，人就是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多的子粒。
Very truly I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds.
那我们说过
，We have said already.
这个前面呢是讲到有人来见主耶稣。
I told you that previously the Greeks came to look to see look for Jesus.
来见主耶稣的时候呢，他们说我们要见耶稣。
They said we want to see Jesus.
那这什么意思呢
？What does it mean?
这就表示说现在世界的酒用尽。
It tells us the wine of the whole world is gone.
我们好像没有酒了。
We have no more wine.
所以主知道说他来到地上就是要把水变成酒。
And the Lord knew that His purpose of coming to the earth is to turn water into wine.
所以约翰第二章主的时候没有到。
Chapter 2 of John, the hour hasn't come.
约翰福音第十二章主的时候到了。
Our has come.
人子得荣耀的时候
，the Son of Man to be glorified.
所以一面给我们看见他把水变成葡萄酒，这是从死里复活。
On one hand, we can see he turns water into wine, is raising from.
另外一方面
，resurrection. Another hand,
他是一粒麦子
，is also a kernel.
落在地里死了
，fell on the ground and died.
从复活，因着复活，就结出许多的子粒。
Because of resurrection, it gives up to many, many seeds.
弟兄姊妹。我们都是那个麦粒
We are all like a kernel of wheat.
但是主的旨意是什么
What is the Lord's purpose?
因着主十字架的工作
Because of the work of the cross.
我们都失去我们的自己
We have lost ourselves.
如果我们在一起聚会的话
As we gather together,
每一个都是黄金的子粒
We are all golden wheat.
但是每一个子粒都是被圣十字架磨碎
But all of us have been crushed by the cross.
然后圣灵像油一样把我们变成一个粒
And the Holy Spirit, like the oil, causing us to become a piece of bread.
弟兄姊妹，什么时候到了
？When would the time come?
主要做成那个饼时候到了
？The hour when the Lord wants to make the bread.
什么时候到了
？What hour?
主要那杯酒的时候到了
？The Lord referred to the wine. That hour has come.
你有没有觉得很稀奇
？Do you find it amazing?
这里讲到酒
，It talks about wine.
但是为什么要讲到麦子呢？
Why is it referred to the wheat?
你读到基甸的故事就很清楚。
If you study the story of Gideon,
你知道神第一次给这样基甸显现的时候
，the first time when God appeared to Gideon,
圣经告诉我们说
，Bible told us,
他在酒榨里面打麦子。
He was actually threshing the wheat in a wine press.
所以那个图画就这里的图画，明白吗
？This is the picture here.
只有当大家没有粮食吃的时候
，when you are out of water and food,
我们要问你在哪里打麦子的。
Then when, where will you thresh the wheat?
如果你在酒榨里打麦子
，If you are threshing the wheat in the wine,
这就是主说我得荣耀的时候了。
That refers to the hour of the Son of Man to be glorified.
他从死里复活
，He will be raised from
death. 结果是那块饼。
Same. Then
他从死里复活
And when you were raised,
结果是那杯酒。
The result is the wine.
所以为什么每次擘饼纪念主日？
That's why every time we come to remember the Lord to break the bread.
饼和杯就告诉我们爱的故事。
The bread and the wine tells us the story of love.
所以感谢主。
So we thank God.
当你读到这里的时候，
when you read,
你知道我们主要上十字架。
We know that the Lord is going to be crucified.
所以这个故事就相当于第七天的故事。
And this refers to day seven.
明白吗？所以现在从第一章一直到第十二章。
From chapter 1 to 12.
前面十章讲到约旦河外的伯大。
First, talk about the Bethany beyond the Jordan.
后面两章讲到橄榄山的伯大。
The last two chapters, the Bethany in Mount Olive.
从伯大尼到伯大尼。
From Bethany to Bethany.
但是你看见成长的轨迹。
The path of growth.
远远你看见七天那个整个的大道。
You can at a distance see the outline of the 7 days.
让圣灵在这里继续的更清楚的指给我们看，那大概里面七天实在我们要经过什么。
And then the Holy Spirit continues to explain in more detail what will happen in that on the 7 days.
所以整个的 blueprint， 整个的蓝图都在这里。
The whole blueprint is here.
你看见那个轨迹。
You can see the path.
但如果我们的主不上十字架。
But if our Lord didn't go to the cross,
这一切都是虚空的。
All these will be in vain.
所以十三章开始，
That's why starting in
我们主要上十字架了。
The Lord would go to the cross.
不过他还要预备门徒。
But still, he needed to prepare
要告诉门徒们，要告诉门徒们。
He told them.
他爱他们到底。
He loved them.
因着爱他们到底。
And because he loved them.
圣灵要来。
Holy Spirit would come.
圣灵来就是他回来。
That means he will return.
圣灵永远住在我们里面。
Will are forever abiding in us.
就是主永远住在我们。
Meaning the Lord will be forever with us.
感谢主。
We thank God.
在这里有一番的话。
It's a word.
我们知道说我们的主一定要去。
We know that the Lord will certainly go.
然后他要来。
And will return.
他来的时候就在住在我们里面。
When he returns, he will return into us.
所以等到他升天复活以后。
So when he was raised.
所有我们在外面的功课
All lessons we have learned outwardly
都转到里面去
will become our inward
明白吗弟兄姊
妹
这件事很可惜很可惜今天在教会历史里面
Unfortunately in throughout church history
我们从里面就转到外面去了
Indeed we have turned from inward to outward
所以你看犹太教怎么做
We follow Judaism.
我们也怎么做
We just follow.
犹太的祭司怎么穿衣服
How the priests wear clothing.
你看见现在很多基督徒也怎么穿衣服
Now, Even Christians have special clothing.
新酒只能装在新皮袋
New wine can only be stored in the new wine.
新酒不能装在这个旧皮袋里
New wine can never be stored in old wine.
旧皮袋就指着外面的宗教和所有的制度。
Old wine skin refers to outward religions, all the systems and rituals.
所以弟兄姊妹，但愿圣灵呼召我们从外面转向里面。
Cause us the other way from outward to inward.
给我们看见基督徒成长的路。
Cause us to see the path of Christian growth.
是从伯大尼到伯大尼。
Is from Bethany to Bethany.
那么你读到第十六章的时候
Now if you go to chapter 16
你看见主就说了一番的预言
And the Lord has prophesied
这个预言是很悲痛的预言
It's a very sad prophecy
我们看第十六章第三十二节
If you turn to chapter 16 verse 32
看那时候将到
See when the time will come
且是已经到了
Indeed has come
你们要分散
You will be dispersed.
各归自己的地方去。
Going back, to your own place.
留下我独自一人。
You will leave me alone.
请记得啊。
Remember.
当他讲到到底的爱的时候。
When the Lord said, I will love you to the very end.
他不会和我们分开。
He will not depart from us.
不管怎么样，他要永远和我们同在。
No matter what, he will forever be with us.
主永远与我们同在。
The Lord will be with us forever.
我们也与主永远同在。
We will also be with him forever.
但有一个现象。
But there's one phenomenon.
门徒和门徒不能永远同在。
The disciples cannot stay together.
明白吗
？Forever.
所以主怎么说呢
？That's why the Lord.
时候将到，且已经到了。
The time will come and the time has come.
你们要分散。
You will be dispersed.
你们是谁呀？
Who are they?
十二个门徒。
The twelve disciples.
十二个门徒谁呀？
Who?
就是主爱他们到底的十二门徒。
Twelve, the Lord said, I will love you to the very end.
想想看，弟兄姊妹。
Think about it.
主的一生最精华的就是十二个门徒。
these 12 disciples are the accents of the Lord's word.
但是悲剧在前面。
But the tragedy is here.
你们通通你们要分散各归自己的地方。
You will all be dispersed, all going to his own place.
留下我独自一人。
Leave me alone.
你知道这个预言果然应验。
This prophecy has been
fulfilled. 你知道说牧人被击打羊就分散了。
You know when the shepherd was striken,
你看见彼得约翰通通不见了。
Peter, John, James, all gone.
那不知道为什么后来约翰又回到十字架边，我们不知道。
How John at the end still returned back to the cross.
弟兄姊妹，
we don't know why, but
一个做主工的人，
a worker,
做到这个地步应该是很悲惨了。
It's very sad when this happened.
你好不容易得到十二个门徒，
not easy at all. You have the 12 disciples.
现在你爱他们到底？
Now you say I would love them to be.
他们爱他们的弟兄不能爱到底。
But that they cannot love one another to the end.
你看见吗？奇迹不稀奇。
Isn't it amazing?
主做了这么多。
The Lord has worked so
much. 如果你想到主爱我们有多爱。
If you remember how the Lord has loved us.
你想到我们得罪神有多少的得罪。
How we have sinned against God.
七十个七次的饶恕是简单的事。
Indeed, seven times 70, the seven is.
但是我们今天难处不是。
The problem is.
我们今天难处掐着弟兄的脖子不放。
The problem is we also choking our brothers.
所以嘛，明白吗，弟兄姊妹？有一件事主需要开我们的眼睛。
One thing the Lord needs to open up.
我们是谁？
Who are we?
我们是神的仇敌。
We are God's enemy.
结果主永远的爱来爱我们。
But God uses.
他保证我们永远不分开。
He will guarantee we will not be dispersed.
这个家庭一定是美满的家庭，不是？
What a beautiful family here.
但是问题在这里。
But the problem is.
难处不在饶恕的主，饶恕别人的主。
The problem is not on a forgiving Lord.
饶恕是两个被饶恕的人。
The problem is on the two forgiven men.
一个要掐着另外要把他直到死地为止。
One needs to choke the other's soul until it's dead.
弟兄姊妹，所以他们就分开了。
That's why they did.
所以的确确，这是当时发生的事。
It exactly happened.
但是不光不要紧，
but that's
不止如此。
Not only that.
所以下面主祷告的时候，
and the Lord prayed.
主就为他们祷告。
The Lord prayed for them.
主怎么说呢？
The Lord said.
但愿你的名，这个因求你因我你我赐给我的名保守他们。
Please preserve and keep them for the sake of my the name.
叫他们合二为一。
That they will be one.
主为这些要分散的门徒祷告。
The Lord pray for these dispersing Christians.
但是不止如此。
And not only that.
我们的主讲那个预言的时候。
When the Lord prophesied.
他不是讲的第一个世纪。
He only not only remember the first.
他也想到二十一世纪。
He also will know 20th.
所以第二十节怎么祷告呢？
So verse 20.
他说我不但为这些人祈求。
Very true. Not only I will pray for them.
我不管为十二个门徒祈求
for these 12 disciples,
也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求
but also for pray for those because of their words would believe in me.
使他们都合而为一
that they can also be one.
所以现在你明白了，当我们的主说那个预言的时候
you know when the Lord prophesied this,
他老早看见教会要四分五裂。
The Lord already knew one day the church will be scattered and.
最近的统计告诉我们说
，According to recent statistics，
神的儿女怎么四分五裂
？How God's children have been scattered？
不要忘记
，Don't forget，
是38,000个宗派。
You know we have 38,000 different sects。
主怎么说
？How did the Lord say？
你们各归自己的地方。
You all return to your own.
有的人说我是属保罗的。
Some would say I belong to Paul.
有的人说我是属基法的。
I belong to Stephen.
弟兄姊妹，
the...
现在你看见吗
？You know.
主在这里说一个预言。
The Lord has already prophesied.
主也为我们祷告。
He also prayed for us.
所以很清楚的。
Very clear here.
分散是一定的。
It seems we will be this.
问题你在什么情况下一定要分的？
But under what circumstance shall we divide?
一定会分的。
It will divide.
所以你记不记得后来主怎么对彼得说？
Do you remember what the Lord told Peter?
他说牧人击打牧人，羊就被分散。
When the shepherd was striking, the sheep will scatter.
然而，
but
复活以后，
after resurrection,
你们要到加利利去。
You must return to Galilee.
什么意思？
What does it mean?
真正神的儿女能聚在一起
The true reason for the children of God gathered together
不是在坟墓的这一边
It's not on the side of the tomb
在坟墓这一边你看见分不稀奇的
It's not unusual. You can see divisions on this side of the tomb.
弟兄姊妹，等到主真的复活了
，when the Lord was raised，
主跟门徒约定好一个地方
，the Lord already make an appointment with them。
这个就是马太福音说他们到了主所约定的山上。
Exactly, Matthew told us they went to the mountain the Lord already made an appointment with them。
这些人都四散去，都不知道到哪里去。
They've all been scattered, didn't know where to go。
但是现在主跟他们约好
，but the Lord already made an appointment。
如果主复活以后
，after my resurrection，
站在复活的境地上
，on the position of
有可能
risen life now。
所以就是。明白吗？当今天神的儿女四分五裂的时候，我们要问说，是不是肉体就完全得胜了
？We will ask, is it the flesh already overcome?
是不是圣灵一点办法就没有了
？Is there no way for the Holy Spirit?
那么今天有没有可能有个合一的见证
？Is there any possibility of the testimony of one?
我告诉弟兄姊妹，在坟墓这边是没有希望的。
It's impossible on this side of the tomb.
在坟墓那边有希望
，but on the other side, yes.
所以等到我们主复活的时候
so when the Lord was raised from
the... 你看见他不是叫天使来报好消息
The Lord caused the angels to tell them the good news
他不在这里
Not here anymore
他已经复活了
He's already risen
又怎么这是大喜的信息对不对
The big, great good news
就在同一个时候
At that same time
天使就提醒他们
The angels reminded them
你去告诉门徒们
Tell the disciples
要往加利利去
Go to Galilee
他怕这些人已经忘记了
He's afraid that he might have forgotten.
所以他们真正聚在一起那个根基在哪里呢是在复活的境地
The foundation of their gathering is on that gathering.
所有在亚当所有在肉体里面我们不可能合在一起
It's impossible for anything in Adam to be in one.
所以弟兄姊妹如果今天在坟墓这一边我们能合一那是太稀奇太稀奇
It's amazing, impossible if we can be united here.但
是有一个荣耀的好消息那个消息是什么
What is
我们不止无助不光为我们死
Not only we,
也为我们复活
raised for us,
不止把圣灵的喜乐给我们
Not only give us the joy of the Holy Spirit,
弟兄姊妹现在有希望
Now we have hope.
现在合一的见证有可能
Now it is possible to have the testimony of one
明白吗所以因为这个缘故门徒们一这个这个天使一再地提醒门徒们
And that's why the angels reminded the disciples
但起头他们很失望
Of course they were very disappointed
起头他们很失败
Failure
他们怎么样就不行了
Not possible to move on
所以主花了四十天的时间
So the Lord used 40 days
和他们谈论神国的事
Explain to them the kingdom of God
因为主升天以后
Because after he was raised
再过十天
After 10 days
天国就 inaugurated 就开国了
The kingdom of God was inaugurated.
所以保罗彼得就拿钥匙就把那个门就打开了。
And Peter using the gate opened heaven.
但是弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
这些人都已经四分五裂了。
All the disciples were scattered.
你告诉我说将来到了五旬节那一天结果有事情会发生吗
How can you tell me that on the day of Pentecost something would happen?
所以很多人读圣经就忘记那四十天。
And many people, they forgot about the 40 days.
四天里面第一个礼拜我们的神一主一个一个的挽回他们。
During the first week of the 40 days, the Lord restored one by one.
挽回了彼得
Peter,
挽回了以马忤斯的门徒
the two disciples on the
也挽回了多马
and Thomas.
最后他们终于到哪里去到加利利去。
And then at the end, they all gathered in Galilee.
他们到了加利利
And when they arrived in Galilee,
还是很软弱
It's still so weak.
所以彼得说我们打鱼去
And Peter said, let's go back to fishing.
七个门徒说我们和你一起打鱼去
Okay, we'll go with you.
稀奇不稀奇
Isn't it amazing?
他们打了一个晚上一条鱼也没有
The whole night they couldn't catch one fish.
他们根本是打鱼的行家
Remember, they were professional fishers.
还记得吗主叫他们撇下一切来跟随主
They even deserted everything.
那个时候
to follow the Lord.
为着主不要这个世界。
At that moment, they even forsake everything for the Lord.
现在世界不要他们。
But you know what? Now the world didn't want them.
一条鱼也没有。
Not even one fish they could.
很稀奇。
Amazing.
荣耀的主一句话。
The Lord glorious word. The glorious Lord one word.
他们得着153条鱼。
153 big fish.
弟兄姊妹。主对彼得说
Lord told
me, 你爱我比这些更深
you love me more than this.
没有一个人受伤了像彼得一样
no one has been hurt like Peter.
彼得如果没有被恢复
If Peter hasn't been restored,
门徒很难被恢复
all the other disciples to be difficult.
弟兄姊妹个个都要被恢复
all of them need to be
请大家记得一件事
Please remember one thing.
如果有一天我们有一个合一的见证
If one day we will have the testimony of oneness,
因为你是彼得，
我是彼得 ，You are Peter，
你被挽回了
，If you are restored，
我也被挽回
，I will be restored。
你有一段羞耻的历史
，You have a shameful history，
我有一段羞耻的历史
，I have a shameful history，
都在主耶稣的宝血底下
，Under the blood of the Lord，
不再是我。
No more
乃是基督在我里面活
but Christ in me.
请大家记得
Please,
慢慢慢慢的我们就被挽回了
gradually, we will be
只有被主挽回的人
Only men restored by the Lord
能够合在一起
Can be together
弟兄姊妹有的人太属灵
Some of us are so spiritual
他们不需要挽回的
they don't need to be restored
这就是为什么今天教会四分
This is the reason of all the divisions happening in the church.
所以但愿主开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes.
你看见吗？主真的向他们显现。
The Lord truly appeared to them.
好，最后他们想起来，主说不是在海边，主是在约定的山上，他们要相聚。
Not on the seashore, but on the mountain. So they went.
好了，他们就聚在一起。
So they gathered together.
那我们以为只有十几个门徒聚在一起。
We thought only about 12 disciples.
但是不要忘记啊，你记得主设立十二个门徒的时候。
When the Lord set up the 12 disciples,
从山上下来。
When he came down from the mountain,
门徒来到他的面前。
The Bible said the disciples came to him.
所以马太五六七不光对使徒讲，也对门徒们说。
So Matthew 5-7, not only to the apostles but the disciples.
不是我十二个使徒慢慢都离开主了。
True, the 12 apostles they gradually departed from
the Lord. 还有很多弟兄也都有的软弱了。
Also many brothers and
sisters. 很多人就不聚会了。
So, come to the meeting.
很多人看见这种情形就伤心了。
Some are disappointed because of the situation.
但是弟兄姊妹，感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
主一个一个去挽回他们。
When the Lord restored them one by one.
使人和睦的人有福了。
That's why blessed are the peacemakers.
今天教会里面需要有人起来做使人和睦的人。
Today in the church we need a lot of peacemakers.
所以到底这些人怎么被挽回，我们不知道。
We don't know how these disciples will restore.
但有一件事你知道。
But one thing you're sure.
你记不记得保罗告诉我们说
？You remember Paul said.
主复活以后，
when the Lord,
他显现给十二使徒看。
He appeared to the twelve.
最后是显现给保罗看了。
At the end he appeared to me.
他也告诉我们说
，He also told us.
他有一个时候。显现给五百个弟兄看。
On one day, he appeared to 500 disciples.
为什么要显现给他
们 ？On one occasion, why?
因为主说，我们聚到耶路撒，我们聚到加利利。
We are together in Galilee.
那就是约定的山上。
This is the appointed mountain.
所以不只是十二个，十一个使徒。
So not only the 11,
还有五百个弟兄，他们都来到了那座山上。
500 disciples gathered on the mountain.
结果荣耀的主。
And the glorious Lord,
复活的主
the risen Lord,
向他们显现
appeared to them.
弟兄姊妹，再好不过了。
This is so
就在那个时候，
and right at that time,
怎么说呢
？The Lord said,
他说天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我。
All authority in heavens and earth has been given me.
所以你们要去
，go，
叫万民做我的门徒
，and make disciples of all nations.
这就是我们普通所说的 Great Commission.
This is the Great Commission we've been.
弟兄姊妹，我们都听见了，不是？
Have you heard about it?
但你要仔细读圣经。
But if you read carefully,
如果你不仔细读圣经，你就误会了那一段圣经。
If you don't read it carefully, you will misunderstand.
明白吗？主说你们去。
When the Lord said go,
很多人看见复活的主。
The Lord, many have seen the risen Lord.
而且主说天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
And even all authority on in heaven and earth has given me.
那好了，我们就去吧。
So let's go.
不需要回到耶路撒冷了。
We don't need to go to Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷还有逼迫。
Persecution
耶路撒冷代表的是十字架。
Jerusalem means the cross.
主都已经复活了，我们还要十字架做什么
？The Lord is already risen. Why do we still need the cross?
现在我们从哪里呢？我们从加利利就可以到地极去了。
So we start from Galilee to the end of the world.
但是弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
不要忘记
，Don't forget.
主的旨意是什么
？What is the Lord's purpose?
第一
，One.
主说你们要等在耶路撒冷。
You must wait in Jerusalem.
现在他们在加利利。
Now they are in Galilee.
你们不能从这里去。
You cannot start from here.
你们去的话，你们要等在耶路撒冷。
You must wait in Jerusalem.
明白吗？那为什么等在耶路撒冷呢
？Why do they have to wait?
你们还得要回到耶路撒冷去。
You have to return to Jerusalem.
你记不记得最后半年主常常对门徒说我们上耶路撒冷去。
You remember, the last days, Jesus always said, let's go to Jerusalem.
所以那条路路是十字架的道路。
This is the way of the cross.
但是现在主复活了。
And now the Lord is risen.
还要走这条路吗？
Do we still have to?
应该不需要再走这条路了。
It should be no longer necessary.
就说你们要等在耶路撒冷。
So the Lord said, you must wait in Jerusalem.
然后要从得着从上头来的能力。
Until you receive power from above.
不错。天上地下地上下所有的权柄都赐给我了
Yes, all authorities in heaven and earth has given
me 你可以支取
You can receive
你要到银行那里去支取
You must go to the bank
这个银行不在加利利这个银行在耶路撒冷
The bank is not in Galilee but in Jerusalem
如果你等在耶路撒冷
If you wait in Jerusalem
你就要得着从上头来的呢
You will receive the power from above
那做什么是让你在地上打滚吗
It's not rolling on the ground.
是在这里告诉别人说我有个经历是你没有的吗
Or just telling people I have an experience you have never experienced.
不是的
It's not
为什么呢、
Why?
哦原来我们的主有个计划
But the Lord has a purpose.
那个福音要推广到全世界去怎么去的呢
The gospel must be spread to the whole world. How?
耶路撒冷做中心
Jerusalem be the center.
耶路撒冷做 starting point, 起点
Be the starting point.
然后撒玛利亚
And then Samaria.
然后一直到地极
Until the end of the world.
明白吗有很多人就去了
Some have gone.
他不知道主有个蓝图从耶路撒冷开始的
But they understand the blueprint that must be starting from
Jerusalem. 他不知道如果你不回耶路撒冷
If you don't return to
them, 如果你不走十字架道路
You don't walk the way of the cross,
你是得不住从上头来的能力
How can you receive power from above?
那你怎么传福音呢
How can you preach
the gospel? 你就算传福音
Even after
是你的蓝图不是圣灵的蓝图、啊、
Your blueprint is not God.
圣灵的蓝图是从耶路撒冷撒玛利亚一直到地极的
Your blueprint is from Jerusalem, Samaria to the end of the world.
所以明白吗回到耶路撒冷
Return to Jerusalem.
就是要得着神给他们的能力
In order to receive power from above.
没有这个能力不可能做这件事
Without God's power, you can never do it.
从耶路撒冷一直到地极弟兄姊妹只有圣灵做的事
From Jerusalem to the end of the world must be the work of the Holy Spirit.
只有回到耶路撒冷
you must return.
他们才看见说
Then they
如果今天我要去
if I'm to go,
是要照着神的旨意去
must go according to God's
你看今天人大胆不大胆
you know, now how brave and bold
只要抓住主的话
they only grab the word of God.
他们就去了
they just go.
他们就把十字架就取消掉了
and they canceled the cross.
但是不要忘记弟
兄姊
主没有错
The Lord never
就是因为复活的生命在我们里
Yes, because the risen life inside us.
所以弟兄姊妹是复活的生命叫我们能走这十字架的道
It is the risen life enabling us to walk the way of
God 没有一个人背十字架能背动
No one can bear its own cross by itself
当你背十字架的时候
When you bear the cross
结果你发现是十字架背你
You will discover it is the cross bearing
you 为什么我们的主特别在他复活以后把那条路道路给我们的
The Lord clearly revealed to us the way of the cross after his resurrection.
所以没有十字架就没有 harvest 就没有丰收
Without the cross there will be no harvest
非常清楚弟兄姊妹
Very clear here
现在如果你要得着从上头的能力
If you want to receive power from above
你如果要带进属灵的丰收
And bring full harvest spiritually
凭着复活的能力
According to the risen life
走那条道路
Walk the way of the cross.
十架道路
the way of the cross.
一直走到耶路撒冷
till to Jerusalem.
所以弟兄姊妹、
oh, this is
现在大家很清楚
Very clear here.
主的旨意非常非常清楚
The God's purpose is clear here.
我知道有一个真实的故事
I can remember a true story.
有一个瘫子一个女孩子
A paralyzed girl.
结果呢她看见爸爸回来了抱着个礼物是要给妈妈的
A father bring a present to mom.
他说妈妈爸爸能不能把我这个我呢把要给我这个礼物我拿到楼上去给妈妈
And she asked Dad can you give me the present I'm going to give it to mom then
那爸爸看着他就很怀疑
And the father was a bit suspicious
这个小女孩懂得他爸懂得他爸爸为什么有点怀疑
And then the girl understood why the father got suspicious
他说爸爸我是不能上去
She said yes father I cannot go up
你抱着我
Why don't you hold me?
我抱着那个礼物
And I will hold the present
最后我还是给我妈妈
And then I will give it to mom
请大家记得
But this is
背十字架如果你没有讲复活
If you don't talk about resurrection
那是天主教苦修的东西
This is Catholicism
苦修就是苦修啊苦待
mistreating yourself
对所以我们知道说许多时候很多的十字架不虚是我们人工制造的
You know, oftentimes, so many crosses were manufactured by humans.
自从我们的主复活以后
But when the Lord was raised,
是主抱着我们。
It is our Lord holding us.
我们背起十字架来跟随主。
Then we bear our cross to follow the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这个护照
This is the calling.
叫做十字架的护照。
The calling of the cross.
主已经复活了，还要做这个事吗？
Do we still need that? The Lord's already raised, risen.
所以有很多人就怀疑，就退去。
A lot of people, they doubt and they left.
500多人看见主的复活。
500 people saw the Lord's resurrection.
只有120个人回到耶路撒冷。
Only 120 returned to Jerusalem.
他们等在耶路撒冷。
They waited in Jerusalem.
最后感谢主。
At the end, praise the Lord.
在五旬节的时候。
The day of Pentecost.
圣灵就降下来。
The Holy Spirit came.
就把他们进城工作一个神。
And they build, that the Holy Spirit filled them into one body.
120个人就变成身体的120个人。
120 people become 120 members of the same body.
好，元首跟身体不能分开。
The head cannot be separated from the body.
手跟脚不能分开。
The hand and the feet cannot be separated.
对不起，弟兄姊妹。
Sorry, brothers and sisters.
主把你和弟兄放在一起。
The Lord has put you with the brothers and sisters.
你喜欢也好，你不喜欢也好。
Like it or not.
没有第二条路。
No other way.
是圣灵把我们进城工作。
The Holy Spirit building us into one body.
那个爱
This is love.
应该是永不分离的爱
The love that will never separate us.
一个肢体可以随便和另外一个肢体分开吗？
Can a member of the body will to be departed from the body?
所以圣经里面所讲合一的见证
When the Bible refers to the testament of oneness,
是圣灵的合一
It is the oneness in the Spirit.
这个合一已经在你里面，在我里面。
This oneness is in you and in me.
所以你如果在很远，在一个陌生的地方
，If you come to a strange place，
你如果看见一个弟兄在那祷告
，You can see a brother praying，
你就很高兴，心里跳动啊。
You're very joyful. Your heart.
但是你们两个话都不通啊。
You don't even talk.
但是最后他们还是可以交通。
They can still fellowship.
因为一个如果说 Hallelujah， 另外一个你说 Amen。
One say Hallelujah， the other will Amen。
有这两句话一定是通的。
At least these two words you understand.
所以你看嘛，这叫圣灵里的合一啊。
This is the oneness in the spirit.
今天神叫我们，主叫我们保守圣灵的合一，不能叫我们保守，我们没有的。
When the Lord said, "Keep the unity of the spirit must be possible."
所以如果两个基督在一起的话
，So when Christians come together,
啊，你信主吗？哦，是信。
Are you a believer? Yes, I am.
那么你怎么信主
？How do you believe?
那么几分钟非常非常的焦甜美
，Just few minutes, very sweet.
因为那圣灵的合一嘛
，This is the spirit.
但是你不能再问下面一句话。
But you cannot ask.
你在哪里聚会呀、
啊、？Where do you meet?
哦，我在浸信会聚会。
Baptist.
你在哪里聚会
？What about you?
我在灵恩里面聚会。我们那里聚会很吵很闹的
very noisy, you know,
我们那里聚会很安静掉一根针都听得见的
You're very quiet there, you can see the pin drop.
你不能再讲下去
了 you cannot fellowship
很自然就分开了
And then you disperse.
所以明白吗 Dude,、
so、do you understand?
这是今天的难处
This is our problem.
在巴西还有一个在巴西有过这个问题
We've got a problem in Brazil、before.
你知道说浸信会的就请长老会的人来讲道
you know, Baptist would invite Presbyterian pastor.
那么完了以后呢，有个薄饼聚会。
And then at the end, we've got a breaking of bread.
这个薄饼就会只为着 members.
The breaking of bread was only for members.
那当然了，今天你长老会你我倒可以听你道，但是呢，你不是我的 member， 当然不可以再进薄饼。
But of course, you're Presbyterian. We can invite you to speak, but you're not our member. I can't.
所以，然后有人就问他们。
So someone asked the question.
那你们不是在主里的兄弟？
Are you brothers and sisters in the Lord?
是啊，兄弟是兄弟，我们是表兄弟。
We have only cousins.
所以，请问弟兄姊妹，
so、brothers and sisters,
难道今天我们有表兄弟吗？
Are we really just cousins?
有一次我在美国的时候，
Once I was in America,
基督徒是无奇不有啊。
You know, so weird Christians.
有的人觉得不可以喝咖啡。
Some would say I can't drink coffee.
有的人说不，根据他们不知道怎么读圣经，说不可以咖啡。
I don't know how they get from the Bible that you cannot drink coffee.
有的人说不可以喝茶
，or even tea.
所以有一次呢，我坐在弟兄们中间。
So I was one in the midst of brothers.
那么弟兄就问我，你到底要喝咖啡呢，要喝茶
？You want coffee or tea?
我说要一杯牛奶。
I want a milk.
你明白吗，弟兄姊妹？茶可以叫我们分，咖啡也可以叫我们分。
Tea or coffee can divide us.
但是保罗怎么说
？The Lord Paul says,
要保守在圣灵里面的合一。
Keep the unity in the Holy Spirit.
这个合一什么时候造成的
？How can this be arrived?
在五旬节那一天。
It started in Pentecost.
就把我们进城工作一个神迹。
The Holy Spirit builds us into one body.
无论你到哪一个城市，
wherever you go,
基督的身体在那里。
Body of Christ is there.
你当然爱见纽约的弟兄，因为离开你很远。
Of course, we love brothers in New York.
你当然爱保罗，因为保罗到荣耀里。
You love Paul because Paul is in glory.
但你最难的就是坐在你旁边。
But the hardest is to love the one next to you.
你每次都要见到他。
Every more time,
你每次都要爱他。
You have to love.
弟兄姊妹，这是最难最难学的功课。
This is the hardest lesson to learn.
但是感谢主。
But we thank God.
这就是我们怎么保守在圣灵里的合一。
This is how we are to keep.Unity in the Holy Spirit.
所以感谢主弟兄姊妹，
所以感谢主，
因着这个缘故，
because of this,
你看见圣灵最后的工作，
the final work of the Holy Spirit.
我们讲的里面，
talk about
讲的圣灵的光照，
enlightenment of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的运行，
is working.
圣灵的重生，
rebirth of Holy Spirit.
更重要的，
more important.
圣灵的浸，
the baptism.
就把我们浸成工作一个身体，
bring us.And build us into one body.
所以感谢主弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord.
现在是我们的责任。
Now this is our responsibility.
不管在多艰难的环境底下。
No matter how hard it can be.
我们要好好来寻求主。
We must seek the Lord.
如果主真的在我们里面。
If the Lord is truly inside.
他的光要照在我们里面。
His light will shine in us.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and
sisters. 在这个时候你知道应该怎样的反应。
Then you will know how to respond.
如果我们真的从伯大尼到伯大尼。
If we really start and begin and end in Bethany.
最后那个荣耀的见证一定会出现。
Then the end result, a glorious testimony will appear.
史伯克丁和尼弟兄有过一段的交谈。
Brother Sparks had once a fellowship before me.
史弟兄问尼弟兄说，根据你的领会，在圣经里面哪一段预言是最难应验？
Brother Sparks asked Brother Nee, according to your knowledge, what is the hardest prophecy to be fulfilled in the Bible?
尼弟兄说，恐怕最难的就是以弗所书第四章跟第五章。
And the answer was Ephesians chapter 4 and 5.
在今天教会四分五裂的情形之下。
In a day when the church is totally divided in the spirit,
有可能主在回来以前，他要得着荣耀的教会吗？
Is it possible before the Lord returns, he will have a glorious church?
我想我们都知道。
We all know.
在坟墓的这一边没有可能。
Impossible on this side, on the tomb.
在坟墓那一边。
On the other side of the tomb.
你看见最后主所得着的是何一的见证？
God finally.
他得着的不是一百二十个 congregation， 不是个会众。
It's not 120 congregation，
不是。
No，
不是一百二十个个人，不是的。
Not 120 individual，
一百二十人都失去他们的自己。
120 lost their identity，
都每一个麦粒都经过压碎。
Every kernel of wheat been crushed，
然后圣灵把他们浸成过这个身体。
And the Holy Spirit filled them into a body，
每一个都是荣耀的葡萄。
Everyone glorious grape,
经过压榨
but under the wine,
都不成形了
no longer still keeping the
shape, 但是感谢主
I thank the Lord,
你看最后
but at the end,
并成功了
things happen,
杯也成功了
at the bread and the wine,
我们最多
appear,
人就是一个
even though we are many, we are only one body,
所以但愿主恩待我们
so may the Lord have mercy,
在人来看
according to men,
不可能
it's impossible,
但是感谢主
I thank God,
主给我们看见的蓝图是从伯大尼到伯大尼。
The blueprint God has given is from Bethany to Bethany.
最后的伯大尼。
And the final Bethany.
就是荣耀的教会。
It's a glorious church.
那是拉撒路的见证。
It's a testimony of Lazarus.
加上玛利亚的奉献。
Mary's offering.
再加上马大的伺候。
And Martha's ministry.
话都给姊妹说光了。
You know, words already spoken.
你有没有听见拉撒路讲过一句话？
But have you heard any word from Lazarus?
但拉撒路坐在那里就是见证。
But the moment Lazarus sits among them,
所以但愿主恩待我们。
So may the Lord have mercy.
真的教会里面有人像玛利亚坐在主的脚前。
Yes, in the church there will be like Mary sitting before.
抓住机会，能够把膏膏在主的头和主的脚上。
The opportunity to put ointment upon the head of the Lord.
而且有玛利亚、马大。
But also Martha.
他仍旧在那伺候我们的主。
Faithfully ministering to the Lord.
他当然得了教训了。
Of course, she learned.
主说：“马大，马大，为你有许多事思虑烦扰。”
Martha, Martha, why are you so bothered by so many?
他把教会啊，本来一件事变成许多事。
The one.Event, she can turn in the church to many events.
主说只有一件事啊
，one thing.
只有一件事是不可以缺少的
，one thing that cannot be missed.
玛利亚已经选择了那上好的福分。
Mary has chosen the best blessing.
这不是说我们就不服侍了。
It doesn't mean we are not to serve.
我们外面可以是马大。
Outwardly we can be like.
但是我们里面却是玛利亚。
Inwardly we are like Mary.
你越坐在主的脚前。
The more you sit before the Lord.
你有服侍。
You can serve.
你有负担。
You have the burden.
没有重担。
You have a burden inside, but no burden outside.
没有一个人能感觉到侍奉是个苦的重担，没有。
No one should feel serving and ministering should be a burden.
越做里面越喜乐。
The more you serve, the more joyful you are.
这就是怎样从伯大尼到伯大尼。
This is how we start and begin, and end in Bethany.
感谢主，靠着他恩典，我们终于把这段话说完。
We thank the Lord, by His grace, we have finished this word.
我们只是开一个头。
I'm just starting.
我们希望弟兄姊妹能回去，因为整本的约翰福音在你们手里。
I hope, brothers and sisters, the whole book of John is in your hand.
你们好好再读，再读，再读。
Just read it and read it again.
然后你就看见说主所要得着的到底怎么得着。
Then you will realize and understand how the Lord would receive what He has ordained.
我相信主在地上所得的最好是120个人。
I believe the 120 people he already got.
那是最好最好的了。
They are the best.
但是不过是120个个人。
Only 120 individuals.
如果是个 congregation, 那是不得了的解释。迟早有一天要分的。
Definitely they will divide.
但是感谢主。
I will thank the Lord.
变成基督的身体。
When it becomes the body of Christ.
头与身体永远不再分。
You cannot separate the head from the body.
肢体和肢体永远不再分。
By the same token, members of the same body cannot be separated.
这就是主说。
This is what the Lord said.
他爱世间属自己。
I love you.
就爱他们到底。
The one who belong to Him will love them to the very end.
今天我们在主的脚前。
Today before the Lord's feast.
我们也是众弟兄姊妹的脚前。
We also before brothers and sisters.
我们洗他们的脚。
We've washed their feet.
感谢主弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord.
因着主荣耀的工作。
Because of His glorious work.
我们真的经历。
We can truly experience.
他是永远的爱。
He loves us with His everlasting.
我们相信在人不能。
We know that in man is impossible.
但是在神凡事都能。
But nothing is impossible in God.
我们有一个祷告。
We have one prayer.
我们相信最后仇敌一定要蒙羞。
We know one day shame will go to this enemy.
因为仇敌就是要看好戏。
You know the enemy wants to see us.
你们分得越多越好。
The more you're divided.
你们越乱越好。
The more chaotic you become.
这最大的赢家是仇敌。
The winner is Satan.
我们不知不觉都上了仇敌的当。
Unknowingly, we fell under the trap.
我们个人赔进去了。
We actually being a dread.
许多弟兄姊妹都赔进去了。
And many brothers have been deceived.
有一天我们赔进去。
We actually be in war.
No, 赔上去。
We pay the price.
Yeah. 那么弟兄姊妹，等到有一天
or lose,
我们见主面的时候
，One day when we see the Lord,
我们怎么见主面？
How are we going to meet him?
迟早有一天弟兄姊妹
One day, all of us.
你说我有理
You may insist.
他说他有理
I have my point, and he has his point.
你托生师母有一句话
The wife of Father Watchman is.
将来有一个更高的审判
One day there will be a higher judgment.
弟兄姊妹，到了那一天
And when that day comes,
我们能站得住吗
Can you stand before the Lord?
今天你可以讲许多道理。
Today you can have so many words.
可以维持你自己的尊严。
Defending your own argument.
从你良心里面。
From your conscience.
你能够说。
But can you say?
到了那一天。
On when that day.
我见主面的时候没有羞愧。
Before the face of law, I will not be ashamed.
当我处理事情的时候，我没有血气。
And I can say that when I deal with all these things, it's not from the flesh.
弟兄姊妹，虽然我受了苦难。
Yes, I've been suffering.
虽然我经过了火。
I've been through fire.
但是当我从火里面出来，人家闻不到我身上被火烧的味道。
But after fire, will people smell fire from us?
所以但愿主开我们的眼。
So may the Lord open our eyes.
就是这些话。
These words.
来对我们说话。
Speak into our hearts.
不要忘记。
Do not forget.
圣灵已经住在你里面。
The Holy Spirit already
lives. 他已经重生了你。
He's given you new birth.
在你里面运行。
And working in you.
把圣灵的喜乐给你。
Giving you the joy of spirit.
圣灵也光照你。
And He's enlightened you.
弟兄姊妹，没有人能够胜过文士和法利赛人。
No one can be better than the scribes and the Pharisees.
但是感谢主，
I thank the Lord.
那个光从里面一出来，
When the light inside you shine through,
人就站不住脚。
Man cannot.
主说我是世界的光。
The Lord said, I am the light of the world.
凡跟从我的，
Whoever follows me
就不在黑暗里走
will not remain in darkness
要得着神
to receive the light of the world
对不起我今天多借了十五分钟
I'm sorry, I've taken
我已经犯规了应该、应该九点半结束好因为明天大家要上班嘛
No many of you need to go to work tomorrow
那么只好借了就不还了
I'm not going to return the 15 minutes.
好，那么现在呢，我们就有一点。
So we have a word of prayer together.
亲爱的主，我们把这些话再交在你的手里。
Our dear Lord, we commit these words to your hand.
如果你觉得可以，就求你使用这些。
If it is pleasing to you, may you use these words.
你知道，在人不能，在你凡事。
You know that in man it is not possible, but in you everything is possible.
感谢。
We thank you, Lord.
你不只为我们钉十字架。
Not only you were crucified,
你也为我们从死里复活。
You've been raised from us.
你不只把饼给我们，也把酒给我们。
Not only you've given the bread, but also wine.
你把圣灵也给我们。
And the Holy Spirit.
但是最稀奇。
But amazingly, Lord.
你把我们这些不可能的人。
You have put we people impossible men.
能够聚在复活的镜子上。
But now in the composition of resurrection.
叫分散的能成为合一。
That dispersed can be one.
叫不可能能成为可能。
Impossible can become possible.
愿你得胜。
May you overcome.
愿我们被打败。
May we be
我们情愿失败让你来得胜
We want to be defeated that you will win
我们情愿卑微让你能得着荣耀
We want to suffer that you will gain glory
但愿你在教会中
May you in our church
能做这奇妙的工作
Can work this wondrous work
我们知道人是不能
We know it is not possible
但是我们知道在你凡事中
But in you everything is possible
我们依靠你
We rely on you
我们投靠你
We come to you
我们相信这一次你对我们说话有你自己的能力
We believe the Lord this time you have your good purpose speaking to us
聚会可以散去
The meeting will end
但你的话永远跟随
But your word will forever be with us.
不让我们再做任何一个人过去。
Forbid us anyone to go.
也许今天晚上你一个人可以睡好觉。
Maybe every one of us cannot sleep well tonight.
一直等到你的工作在我们身上完成。
Until your work in us will be accomplished.
主啊，我们请你听我们的祷告。
Lord, may you listen to our prayer.
这样的祷告是靠主耶稣基督的圣灵。
We pray this in the victorious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.